Welcome to your update on some great arty activities to do just in time for Christmas. One of the things I've always wanted to learn is calligraphy, and I found a great site to have a look at this. Calligraphy by Gemilin. I'm spelling Gemilin, J-E-M-I-L-I-N. So looking at calligraphybygemilin.com gave me a great way of how to start, and really the work she does is incredibly elegant, and I noticed that some of her art is currently being displayed in Thailand at Hua Huin Artist Village. So if you can't get to Thailand, then obviously her YouTube channel is the second best, but I did contact her and got some inspiration that will perhaps help me and maybe you if you're quite keen to start this craft just before Christmas or give it as a gift. So one of the popular blogging topics that Gemilin uses is calligraphy for meditation. And she mentioned this relates to her current job and how calligraphy artwork makes her feel very inspired. And three of the artists that she'd like to be compared to, also inspired by calligraphy, Suzanne Cunningham, David Grimes and Nicoletta. Just as an aside, I noticed that I had something in common with Gemilin in that her favourite place is Scotland too. So it was lovely to have that love of the Celtic heartland there. And Gemilin's dream project is to be a guest lecturer in a university. She would like to teach calligraphy to pass this skill on and also to be known as a renowned calligrapher. Perhaps it was no surprise to find out that the two things that she couldn't do without were her pen and paper. And watching her create her work on her YouTube channel really is very exciting and just clever, the way that a tiny detail comes into a very beautiful letter, and all of her letters are very evenly spaced, which is something I'm working on. And leading on from this, professionally her goal is to be known worldwide as a calligrapher, which obviously having the website will really help with. And one of the things that being creative means to Gemilin is to be able to create art when some people don't think it could be, but you do, which I thought was a really lovely way to word that, to be able to create art when some people don't think it could be, but you do. So really looking for the art in everything. And the time when Gemilin thought that she knew that creating was something she had to do was when she was a little girl. She said that, "I love to write on a piece of paper, especially on newspaper, with any pens I could find." So I love that idea of actually writing on top of text. And her father has a good handwriting, but he wasn't into calligraphy. But they practiced writing and then competed against each other. And after that, she knew that it would be who she becomes as a calligrapher. And when she's had a job that isn't related to calligraphy, she's always practiced when she's not in the office, and that through and through she is a calligraphy artist. Watercolour is one of the artistic mediums that she would like to move into if she had the chance to. And when I asked, how do you keep going with this? What is your creative pattern? She says that she often recreates art to make it something new and to see an improvement on the writing letter skills. And so she likes to use different type of art, such as watercolours or flower line drawings, and then combine that in the artistic calligraphy work. My favourite question that I asked Gemilin that I'll close with is, what are you trying to communicate with your art? And she said, a peace, which I just thought was absolutely perfect as we get into the busy Christmas period. And she said, when I'm writing, I don't think of anything at all. I don't feel pain or numb. The more of the fine lines of letters that I create, the more deep into the art I am in the moment. And she says, I really hope people can see and can feel that too. I thought it was a lovely insight to her art. So I do hope that you perhaps get a chance to have a look at her website, calligraphybygemilin.com. If you're in Thailand, then obviously some of her art is on show too. But I just wanted to leave that quote, because it seems to me that that's what we're all trying to do if we are an artist, to communicate a piece and to really hope that people can see and can feel it too. So whatever you're up to in this run up to Christmas, I hope you have a peaceful time and a wonderful holiday ahead. If you've enjoyed, please do subscribe, leave a comment, check out some of my books on Amazon, and I'll see you again soon.